Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Rethink Association. I'm Morgan Mulgrew. I am one of the two strategic account managers here at High Road, and I'm joined with Gareth Swain, our newest High Road strategic account manager. We wanted to kind of start off and introduce ourselves a little bit for those who aren't familiar with us. So I have been at High Road about 2.5 years. My background is actually in education, but I've been a marketer for about the last 10 years, helping accounts do marketing. And here at High Road, I have about 65 accounts that I meet with on a regular basis to talk strategy and all of those kinds of good things. So Gara, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself as well?
Yeah. Hi, everyone. As Morgan pointed out, my name is Gara Swain. I am also a strategic account manager here at High Road. I've been with High Road for about 5 months now, so just getting up to speed on everything. But I do have a background in digital marketing. I've been an account manager before, and I've been in the marketing world for probably as long as Morgan, so about 10 years now. I do have 2 master's degrees, so I have a master's in communication and a master of business admin, so kind of well-versed in this world, especially the MarTech world, and I'm excited to get this Rethink Association podcast back up and running.
Yeah, absolutely. And as Gara mentioned, she is our newest member of High Road. And one of our first projects that we wanted to get off the ground was to revamp our Rethink Association podcast. And Gara and I spent a lot of time this summer kind of figuring out the how, the why, and why it would be important for you. So Gara, why don't you tell us a little bit about what we decided?
Yeah, so once you're onboarded with High Road, you get Morgan and I as your strategic account managers, or better known as the SAMs. So we are the face you see usually monthly. Sometimes we meet a little bit more, but we're the ones you're talking to. And so we hear all the things. So we just kind of want to expand this podcast to be more than what we're talking to you guys on our monthly calls. We want to share our knowledge. We want to learn stuff from our clients. So we're just kind of revamping this to be more client focused. We want to talk about the topics that are relevant to your associations and your product offerings. Just driving in that brand awareness, and we hope to reach some new audiences along the way.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to be the thought leaders in our field. And the other thing that's really important to note is Gara and I work with separate accounts on a regular basis. So a lot of times we hear things, like I'll hear things from my accounts, and I'll check in with Gara and say, hey, are your accounts struggling with these same things? And if we decide, you know, this is a very common topic, this is something that we can brought into our entire account base so that they get the information. We thought that that would be very beneficial. It just proves that we are listening and we are hearing you, and we want to make sure that we are expanding our knowledge as far as we can. So today, just to kind of go along with the fact that we do have a webinar related to sales enablement this month, we do kind of want to touch base on it as well here, but not necessarily on the nitty-gritty of sales enablement, but kind of where we see the pain points and or the concerns with our accounts. And one of the main things that we have seen is that, you know, the separate teams, the marketing and sales teams, generally aren't very communicative. So Gara, you do have a lot of accounts with separate sales and marketing teams, as I do. Are you regularly meeting with both teams, and are they communicating with each other?
Normally, I meet with most of the marketing team or sometimes even IT. It's very rare that I've had some people from sales join my monthly or bi-monthly calls. With that being said, there is a lot of gaps that need to be filled between the two teams, and I believe that that, you know, can cause the friction between the teams not knowing who's doing what. So sales teams sometimes think that marketing's not doing anything and vice versa, because they're not having that communication between departments, which can also lead to more friction as they're reporting to different executives. They're looking at different success measures, different KPIs. Sometimes they'll have disagreements on what a lead quality could be. If they're not using lead scoring, that can lead to some of that friction as well. And they're not meeting with each other regularly to fill in those gaps. However, marketing leaders and execs, believe that that alignment is essential to business growth or association growth. So in terms, they need to come together to fill in those gaps and make it work.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with you. I'm with you. Most of my accounts, I'm usually meeting with the IT or marketing folks. I've had an occasional salesperson want to come in and just kind of hear a little bit more about some different metrics. But, and we are going to discuss the difference in the types of funnels and how they actually aren't so different in a future podcast. But the main thing in this takeaway, this main takeaway that we've got here is, you know, the marketing and the sales teams, while they are technically speaking different teams, they definitely have a lot of similarities and a lot of the same goals in a sense, meaning they still want members and they still want members to be paying for things and completing sales. So they really do need to be communicating and seeing, you know, what each team is doing and how they can kind of, you know, work off of each other and or help each other. So our first main takeaway is to schedule time for your marketing and your sales teams to communicate on at least a semi-regular basis to kind of see where they're at, what they're trying to accomplish, some of their goals, and maybe see how they can align and see how they can make things work for both teams.
Exactly, Morgan. As we mentioned before, that success is looked at differently between the two teams. So some of the other takeaways we could have from this, and so that we're making sure that the data fits for both teams, is that marketing is sending out that content. They're the ones sending out the emails, doing like either the digital marketing, the social ads, and so on, Google ads. So what needs to happen is that I feel like both teams need to take stock in their content. They need to do some sort of content inventory to make sure that what's being put out can fit both teams all around. Get input and buy-in from the sales folks, the execs, and the marketing team. If the content's good, then the engagement could be better, which may in turn pull in more sales, more memberships, more renewals.
And Gara, one of the things I've noticed that especially with a lot of my accounts, the nonprofits, the association organizations, all of those types of places, they always have good content. The content is always really great. They have a lot of it. Most of my accounts might even say they have too much content to know what to do with it. So the content inventory is one of my favorite things to tell people to take a look at, because while they think it might be super hyper focused, there might be other places where this content could fit that could, you know, instead of it being a PDF on their website, you know, using it, revamping it and changing it to a social ad, which then in turn sparks somebody to take a look at it, which then they go to the website and then they see there's a free webinar and then they purchase. So in a sense, the engagement that's coming from the content that you're providing can also lead to sales. And what I think my associations or my accounts are starting to realize is that that is happening. Yes, we found this article, we put it out there, and then it led to these conversions. It led to these sales. It's really important to see that, you know, the teams can work together as long as they are communicating and kind of coming up with a plan. It's really easy to see, and the metrics will show on both ends in that sense, because not only are they having the click to opens or the filling out of the forms, but then they're also having the sales conversion where they're either renewing their membership or they're buying the paid webinar or they're going to the conference. So seeing that these things could be a symbiotic relationship is where a lot of our accounts are starting to go and starting to say, how can we strategize to make that? And, you know, having regular meetings and doing a content inventory are the first two important things. So, and the last thing we kind of want to talk to you about, because everybody is very curious and everybody's always thinking about the latest technology and what should we be using? What should we be buying? Do we have the budget? All of these conversations. And I don't want to say that you have to have an all-inclusive, it does everything platform to make your sales and your marketing teams work, because that is not what I'm saying. I'm saying that most organizations are using at least 5 applications or platforms between their entire organization, whether that be sales tools, marketing tools, any of the above, but it's using all of the tools that you have to get the most bang out of the stuff that you're putting out. So whether you're following different metrics or you're following, you know, different goals, using your applications to their fullest potential and using all of the ones and taking a look at the metrics coming from all of the applications between sales and marketing is essential. So Garrett, tell me more, I guess, a little bit about some of your accounts, and are you seeing any, you know, major struggles between platforms in terms of like sales and marketing working together, or have you seen that they're just might not know exactly how to do it is the bigger question.
Yeah. With some of my accounts, I have seen that, that they don't know basically what they don't know. So if they're not using the platform on a daily basis, they're not going to know how to utilize it to the best of its capabilities. So that could also play into these meetings that you should be having between the sales and marketing teams to learn what each other are using as far as platforms and apps go. Both teams could be doing different things. Somebody could be using, a full CRM. Somebody else could be using a different platform that tracks deals. And they may not, they're talking to each other as far as platforms go, but overall they may not, they're going to pull different metrics. They're going to pull different reporting. So sales is going to look at things like conversions on, you know, webinar sales, conference sales, memberships, renewals, where the marketing team is going to be looking at things like engagement, like click-through rates, open rates, send rates, bounce rates, and so on. So sales may not understand what that marketing, what those marketing engagements look like. They're looking at just like those conversions. They want to see what people are buying. So you definitely want your teams to know what each other is using if it's not a full stack, all-in-one product.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I mentioned, typically speaking, most of my accounts are working with at least five. I have some that are using more. I have some that are using less. But it's definitely, you know, and it's a lot. And I understand that, you know, associations and my accounts typically are small teams. Sometimes it's only a team of one. And I do understand that there is frustration there. But it seems that the initial effort, you know, I always seem to say to my accounts, and they're probably laughing at me as they listen, where I say, yes, there's a little bit of a lift on the front end, but the efficiency and the results that come afterward are really, really beneficial. So, you know, based on what we've talked about today, the most important thing is to communicate. And then we kind of gave some takeaways from once you've started having regular communications, there are things that you can be doing to take the right steps for true alignment, which would be, you know, having the meetings, but then also kind of looking at things from different lenses and seeing the bigger picture. So, you know, not everything that marketing puts out is going to necessarily lead to a sale, but the engagement creates the interest that makes people want to learn more to then make them maybe decide to, you know, take that first step and buy that webinar or take that first step and attend the conference.
With that being said, next month we'll be bringing on one of our wonderful accounts to talk more about the sales and marketing team working together in a world we like to call smarketing. So join us next time on Rethink Association. Thank you.